for all of life's necessities that can't be bought at Quid Save or at a pinch penny scrimper, there are boat jumbles, which are also excellent for all those necessities that boaters find essential. As for stuff you really don't need and never ever will, the best place to find these is at Chandleries, or as we call them round here, Chandleries, because they sell sparkly things. And the best thing about these nautical boutiques is that you can't afford anything. And even if you could, a lot of the stuff is still in date. And here on the East Coast, it's considered downright embarrassing, unseamanlike even, to have anything still in date on your boat. In any case, it's a well-known fact that everything at Boat Jumbles is a bargain. That's if you actually buy it. My old sailing companion, Julian, still has nightmares about an antique bronze boat hook head that he spotted 6 years ago at a boat jumble. He considered £4 a bit steep, and as a negotiating ploy said to the stallholder, "It's rather a lot, I'll have to think about it." And when he'd thought about it enough, he went back to buy it, and it was gone. I'd bought it, and I've been taunting him with it ever since, offering to sell it to him for £40. Now he thinks about it all the time, and is undergoing long-term counselling, which is a lot more expensive than a boat hook. And then there's Tommy Mills, who's a bit of a racer, and he spotted some go-faster hard copper racing anti-fouling at the recent Essex Boat Jumble for just £28. For cruising sailors, I should explain that hard racing anti-fouling comes in faster colours, at racier prices, and makes you look hard. Tommy reckoned it was a saving of at least £100, and he saved even more, £128 in fact, by cannily shopping around for a better buy, then returning to the stallholder just seconds after he'd sold his very last tin. Tommy was last seen hurtling down the A12 in his transit, hazards flashing, in hot pursuit of the bloke who'd bought it. And even the speeding ticket was a bargain, at considerably less than £128. You see, you can't go wrong at Boat Jumbles. Now, I know a bargain when I see one, and I've bought lots of them over the years. Many of these are things I already have, but have misplaced in the four-sided Bermudan triangle formed by my house, garage, car, and boat. I now have at least 3 pairs of binoculars, but I don't know where any of them are. Obviously, I need another pair. My garage is also a grotto of twinkling boat jumble bargains, all as new and never used, on account of none of them fitting my boat or having a purpose I've managed to fathom. But it's not all my fault, because Julian once persuaded me to buy a pair of stabilizing wing fin things for my outboard. These not only held out the promise of a better life, but guaranteed to make you irresistible to women, as well as providing a smoother ride. There may be a connection there, along with increased stability, lower fuel consumption, reduced cavitation, and straight tracking. Now, stability has always been an issue with me, but the tracking really is excellent, because when I fitted them to my sailfish's outboard, the wings fouled the rudder and I couldn't move the tiller at all, and I tracked straight into a mud bank. I think Julian knew this all along. It was his genteel revenge for the boat hook. Mind you, at £4, the wing fin thing was still an excellent bargain. And over the years, I've acquired so many brilliant bargains that I decided to take a stall at the Essex Boat Jumble this February. And this is where this article gets really practical in proper PBO fashion. Last year, I spotted a stallholder's sign that promised bargain overalls, £10 each, 2 for £25. This really is true. I bought 2 pairs so I could sell the spare for a fiver. Actually, that's not true. But what I learned from this is that it's important to label everything as a bargain, followed by lots and lots of exclamation marks. As for my pricing policy, that's entirely random. I just make it up, because punters never take any notice anyway. They just, other than to offer you less than a quarter of the mark price, and then reduce their offer even further when they found some kind of imaginary fault. And the other really important thing is to never, 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 ever sell anything to those gaunt, windburned predators in fleeces branded with logos of long-bust brands who surround your car like jackals around a wildebeest carcass the very moment you open your boot. The proper term for these denizens is the trade, otherwise known as vultures, and if you sell anything to them, you'll see it 10 minutes later on their stand at 10 times the price. And as you're always after a bargain, there's a danger you might buy it back. Now, on my stand, I came up with the idea of a £2 bargain bin. Everything £2, it said. Here's a PBO tip. Proper marketing involves using lots and lots of exclamation marks. So this was a partial success, but I did have a sticky moment with a public, as we pros call them, who threatened me with trading standards when he found a book marked at £1 in my £2 bin. In that last sentence, there were lots of exclamation marks. Generally, though, the best thing about having your own stall is that it prevents you going off and buying anything else. All in all, I had a pretty successful day, and by the end, I'd almost made enough to pay for a bacon and egg BAP with a trade discount, exclamation mark. The other great thing about boat jumbles is that they are the only place on earth where you can actually sell video cassettes. I sold an RYA Day Skipper video to a sweet old gent for £1. But later, my sale of a Perfect Storm movie video fell through when a public had the effrontery to open the box and found the Day Skipper video inside. I explained, quite justifiably I thought, that in content they were virtually identical. In fact, the Perfect Storm is probably even more instructional than RYA Day Skipper. So, in fact, the old gent had got a real bargain. You see, you can't go wrong at boat jumbles.